knowing technically what's going on with my voice and how I can use it and use my breath and all these things. And then also, like, just as important is to abandon all of that.
Singer-songwriter Leah Isis realizes that you can have all the technical expertise in the world when it comes to singing, but expressing emotion is really at the heart of making music, and that artfulness shines through on her recent release, Grown Unknown. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Although Brooklyn singer-songwriter Leah Isis began playing piano at the age of 5, it wasn't until she reached adulthood that she decided to really focus on music. She spent years exploring several creative outlets like ballet, tap, musical theater, and acting. Once she felt the urge to sing, though, she realized that her voice was a surprisingly strong instrument. Leah began using it as an outlet for the poetic lyrics she'd been writing since high school. She released an 8-song album in 2008 called Nisima, which drew the attention of the influential indie label Jag Jaguar. They ended up signing her to their label and releasing her brand new album, Grown Unknown. And although she does exhibit a very unique style, comparisons to other female singer-songwriters that don't necessarily fit has become something of the norm for music journalists that attempt to describe her, as she told me in a recent interview.
Is it hard to make a record like this and then have to hear the constant, you know, oh, well, it's people who like Cat Power or Kate Bush or whatever, you know, female singer-songwriter that they're going to associate with the music that you're making? Can that be a little frustrating for you?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be inevitable to me that people like to understand by comparing. So
it's hard to just let something be what it is.
Exactly.
Right. It's sort of inevitable, you know, because you'll just have somebody say, well, who does she sound like? And you're trying to give them some sort of idea, but it defaults to, you know, this group.
Exactly. Of women who write music.
Right. And as if they all make the same music somehow.
Right. It's,
yeah.
I know.
I didn't mean to make you frustrated by it, but
no,
I was
no,
thinking,
you didn't.
Like,
I'm not.
It frustrates me, man.
Yeah, dude. Frustrating.
So you didn't actually look to, you know, to become necessarily a musician or a songwriter?
No, not at all. It was just like years of sort of exploring my creative outlets and like just fostering all of it. And it wasn't until I did some experimental voice work that I started to realize I had my own sort of voice and could make my own songs.
What exactly is experimental voice work?
It is just a way to work with your voice that's not... not so based on technique. So it's more about finding your own sound as opposed to staying very strict with a right or wrong way to sing. And to just sort of experiment and use the voice as a vehicle for emotion.
Live music from Leah Isis and the song Love Is One. Thanks to our producer, Alisa Ali, and hear more from Leah Isis at thealternateside.org.